الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today is inshallah Eid al-Adha. So Eid Mubarak to all of you. We raise our voices in takbir, which we should be doing and should have done and have been doing to whatever extent in these 9 days, and we continue till the 13th. Not only after the first salah, but also even otherwise. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and others used to go into the market and raise their voices in takbir, and people would join them. And that is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wa ilahi alhamd. So it is 3 and 2, it can be done 2 and 2 and 2 also. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to raise our voices in takbir and to glorify His praise, inshallah. Same thing when we come for Salatul Eid to the Eidgah, we need to do that. When we come there, raise our voices in takbir and sit there until the Eid Salah starts, inshallah. This Eid of Eid al-Adha is a commemoration of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and especially of our mother, his wife, Hajar alayhi salam. The entire the rituals of Hajj are the commemoration of their life. The rituals of Hajj are a commemoration of the life of Hajar alayhi salam. The Sa'i is hers, the Zamzam is hers, the Kaabatullah was raised by her husband and her son. And all of these are commemoration of the life of Ibrahim. Now why? Because the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam reflects the actual value of Islam, which is قُلْ إِنَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, قُلْ إِنَّا صَلَاتِي, verily my salah, وَنُسُكِي, and my sacrifice, وَمَمَاتِي, and my death, إِنَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي, my life and my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabbul Alameen. This is the formula for Islam. This is the definition of Islam. If somebody says to you, what is Islam? You must say to them, قُلْ إِنَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the meaning of Islam. Life and death, all that we do and all that we leave behind, our salah, our worship, our sacrifice is only and only for Allah. This is the essence of Islam. That is the essence of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is the entire commemoration of Hajj. Eid al-Adha is one piece of it, which is the final sacrifice. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from all of us. The essence and the reason for it is not just to do one Eid and eat some food, but to bring our lives onto this formula of Inna Salati wa Nusuki wa Mahyaya wa Mati Lillahi Rabbil Alamin. Now this is something that each one of us needs to say to ourselves and to believe in it and to live by it. Rasulullah in the Salah, after he made Takbir, he used to say Inna Salati wa Nusuki wa Mahyaya wa Mati Lillahi Rabbil Alamin. Then he would start the Salah. So that was that is the purpose of this ayah, Alhamdulillah. So therefore, what is the benefit of this? What is the benefit of dedicating your entire life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The benefit, to understand it in a simple example, is the same benefit as when you go and work for a big multinational company. Right? So what are you doing there? You are dedicating your life to that company. That company and that company's work is going to take first precedence in your life. Whatever the case might be, if there is an important meeting, you will go for that meeting, whether or not there is a wedding in your family, or whether or not there is something happening. I mean, all of us work for corporate companies. You know what the formula is. You want a career, you have to put that number one. Everything else comes later. In GE, there is a fast track fast track in for corporate career development called GE Audit. Now, it's nothing to do with accounts. It's called the corporate audit. And the corporate audit is really a fast track thing for aspiring executives. Now, they say that if you spend three years in corporate audit, then you are absolutely certain to become at least a country vice president, meaning that you will be in charge of all total India operations, for example. Right? Now, except that they say that the highest rate of divorce is in corporate audit. Why? Because of the same thing, right? I know several friends of mine who have been through the corporate audit, and they say that 3 years is the life of a dog. Quite literally, they say it's the life of a dog. You are living out of suitcases for 3 years. There are no weddings, there are no celebrations, there are no festivals, there is no nothing. There is only and only work. And that is how you progress. Now, we accept this as far as our careers are concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell you, dedicate yourself to me and you have to divorce your wife and you have to, you know, forget about your children. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised hayatan tayyiba in this world. And then He promised Jannah in the Akhirah. Dedicate your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will feed you? The same one who is feeding you even when you did not dedicate your life. Imagine, the same one who is feeding you even when you didn't do that. And you have no faith that He will feed you. This is the issue. This is the issue of Islam. Islam is to practice. Unless we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu before everyone and everything else, we cannot expect the help of Allah. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ قَالَ جَلَّ وَلَا. You cannot reach that level of piety until you spend in the path of Allah that which is dear to you. Not some garbage, not some stuff which in any case you are wanting to get rid of it, so you give it in charity and you say Allah will give me reward. Of course Allah will give you reward, inshallah. I got no problem with anybody getting reward, but I am talking about the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it's not just spending. What you love the most, it must hurt. You must feel that I gave this. And the example I always give is very simple. Those people who think they are, very charitable, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you that way. But just ask yourself a simple question. You have a car which costs something. This year, did you give a charity to that amount? If you did, then your charity is equal to your own personal desire. It's not just, that's still nothing to write home about. If you gave the price of your car in charity, then that charity is equal to your personal desire. But still not, it still doesn't qualify in that, the ayat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. This is the reason why people of the Sahaba, of Rasulullah Sallam, the Sahaba, they, if you see their lives in the context of these ayat, then you understand. How did Abu Dahda, radiallahu anhu, give up his beautiful garden for the promise of one tree in Jannah? I mean, he's not crazy or something. No? What was he doing? How did he do that? Today we tell stories. And we think that we tell the story and then you shed a few tears and say, wow, mashallah, what people there were. And we think our job is over. And then we want the same help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You raise your hand, then malaika must descend. That is the pipe dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, as I always say, the laws of physics made by Allah, discovered by other people. You want that thing, you have to follow that law. There is no way out of it. There is no way out of it. So it's not a mystery. You want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. You want a beautiful life in this world, a life of izzah, a life of ease and comfort. Then we have to say, قُلْ إِنَّا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Go work for Allah. You want a salary from Dow? Go work for Dow. You want a salary from GE? Go work for GE. You can't be sitting in Dow and say, GE should give me a salary. That's a joke. You want it from Allah? Go work for Allah. Then Allah will give you. So it's not a mystery. There's no mystery, it's very simple. The formula has been given very clearly. Get yourself recruited. And how to do that? By reprioritizing our lives and saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are reflected in the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will come first in my life. Period. Anyone or anything or any event or anything that comes as a clash, that clashes with this, that will be junked, and the preference will be given to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Whoever it is. Absolutely whoever it is. That is where the pinch comes. Yeah, the pinch comes there. Everyone is very keen and ready to talk about things that don't affect them directly. But there's no great glory in that. We have to talk about things which affect us personally. Because our test is there only. And then if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us. And again, even that is not a mystery. What will happen if I do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this. Allah said He will give us hayatan tayyibah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will give us hukumat. He will give us the rule in this dunya. Not to people who are disobedient and people who are fasiqoon, but people who are muttaqoon. Allah did not promise the rule in this dunya to people who are fasiqoon. Allah said He promised this rule in this dunya to people who are muttaqoon. Naturally, I mean, if you want your world to be run properly, you will give it to people who obey you. You're not going to give it to people who don't obey you, because they'll go ruin it. And that's what I remind myself and you. Today, let us, especially because we are talking about somebody who is known for his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He and his wife and his children, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. So let us think about our lives and let us reprioritize our lives so that our lives become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Eid Mubarak to all of you again.